From slave cabin to presidential cabinet, on this moment of Indiana history. The life of Dr. George Washington Buckner spanned a significant period of transition within Indiana's African-American history. Born into slavery in Greene County, Kentucky in 1852, little George served as a personal valet to the master's son, who was around his own age. During the same time, George found one of McGuffey's legendary primers and taught himself to read. He later attended a school run by the Freeman's Association, and by age 16, George Buckner was teaching black children their letters. Moving to Indianapolis as a free man, Buckner enrolled in the city's only school for blacks. Although financial straits made for an intermittent education, Buckner subsequently studied at the Terre Haute State Normal School and the Indiana Eclectic Medical College, from which he was graduated in 1890. Buckner established his medical practice in Evansville, where he also worked to promote African-American equality. Buckner provided leadership in the Alexander Chapel AME Church, the Cherry Street Black YMCA, and the United Brotherhood of Friendship, and wrote the Colored Folks column in the Indiana Democrat. The doctor befriended Democratic Congressman John W. Bainey, on whose recommendation President Wilson appointed Buckner minister to Liberia in 1913. Receivers of emancipation from slavery and enjoyers of emancipation from sin through the sacrifice of Abraham Lincoln and Jesus Christ, Buckner wrote, why should not the Negroes be exalted and happy? Buckner died in 1943. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.